degrees with no entrance exams and no application fees. We've been empowering students for nearly 150 years, so we know there's no time like the present to focus on your future. Learn more now at online.maryville.edu.
This is Doug Vaughn here to tell you to get a jump on the spring home selling season with low inventories and less competition. Homes are fetching higher prices. To leverage a higher price home, call Mark and Neil Gelman of Coldwell Banker Premier with their STL Rocket Listing. Mark and Neil can give you a cash offer. Use their proven accelerated demand program that turns up the marketing and gets you the most money for your home. Either way, your home is sold. Call the Gelmans today at 314-336-1991. Online at 590homes.com and start packing.
Certain restrictions apply.
There's no better time to get those gardens and greens around the house, and Franklin Group and Associates is here for you. They are a generational family-owned business carrying a wide variety of locally grown annuals, perennials, vegetables, hanging baskets, flowering shrubs, and potted plants. They are currently taking personal delivery orders and providing curbside pickup. They work with the best landscape designers in the area and are waiting to fill your order. Call Jack now at 314-422-7056 to experience a product second to none.
Royal Banks of Missouri is all about convenience for you. Where else will you find extended drive-up hours until 7 p.m. Monday through Friday and 2 p.m. on Saturday? You're busy, and now you have a bank with the flexibility your schedule needs. What was that about convenience? Sign up for Royal Banks of Missouri mobile banking system, and rates are down. Refinance your home mortgage. Finance that next vacation with a home equity line of credit, or take care of that new car loan, all with Royal Banks of Missouri. Check them out at royalbanksofmo.com.
This is Doug Vaughn here to tell you to call my friends Mark and Neil Gelman of Coldwell Banker Premier. Mark and Neil's incredible marketing strategy sells more homes, over $500,000, all with five-star reviews. Find the Gelmans online at 590homes.com and start packing.
Certain restrictions apply.
The USA in your Chevrolet. America's asking you to call. Drive your Chevrolet through the USA. America's the greatest land of all. On a highway or a road.
Well, you haven't had to stop having your car serviced through this. Still don't have to stop it. Nothing has stopped you from buying a new Chevy or pre-owned vehicle. Here to bring us up to date and up to speed on what you can do and what you can't do and when and all that stuff, ladies and gentlemen, the world's greatest Chevy dealer, John Landoff.
Hey, everybody. Thanks so much.
What does that mean?
Are you sick, John, or what's wrong with you?
Yeah, I got a cold.
What's wrong with you?
I'm lost here.
Dan didn't have him on the phone yet.
Okay, John's there.
Yeah, he's,
Dan,
he's
explain before we go to John. Dan, explain to the listeners what happened just now. You just go ahead and just tell the truth.
I was actually the phone lines are full right now for Josh Bauman, and I was on the on the last line with someone that wanted information about one of the sponsors that Tim talked about during the news, and I was getting that information for her, and Trevor started playing. I mean, Limey started playing the. Chevy theme song.
And you realized at that point you let other things become before John Landoff. You let other things take priority over calling.
And then he tried to rope it up the listeners by acting like he was John when John wasn't even really on.
And that didn't fly. So I think the first order of business is we start this by, Dan, to say hello to John. You might want to apologize to Mr. Landoff. Go right ahead.
Hi, John. How are you?
Who's this again?
This is Dan.
Sorry,
you know, John.
Dan, as long as I'm forgettable, I guess you are too, buddy.
You're not forgettable, John. No, you're not.
No, it's okay. Hey, how's everyone doing today?
Doing all right.
Well, let's go around the room and let's just find out. Limey, how you doing?
I'm doing all right, yeah.
Having Tim, you okay?
Seven.
Tim? Seven. Dan, one
gassy.
To ten.
I'm gassy.
Gassy?
Yeah, I'm a little gassy.
I'm a seven also. So there you have it. We're all seven or better.
Josh is here.
Well, but Josh hasn't been introduced yet, so he's not officially on.
The pressure is on for me to, you know, get on and get off because Dan's like, the phone lines are all jammed up. Everyone's waiting to talk to Josh. You know, that's okay. You know, the IT guy takes precedence over the car guy.
Well, let me challenge that. I'm looking at the screen. I don't see one name on the screen of a caller from Josh. So that wasn't completely true.
No, they will be up there as soon as...
they will be up there.
I make sure that the people hang on because sometimes they drop off or whatever before I put the names up there.
Okay. No one's dropping off. They all want to talk to Josh.
I know.
Yeah. Don't they? Yeah. They all have their questions. It's good stuff. You know, it's very informational. I mean, this program is, it's unbelievable. Okay.
Well, so bring us up to date here. What's changed this week, next week? Where are we with all this with regard to your business?
So our business, we have been deemed an essential business in sales. We've been essential in service, since the stay-at-home orders were issued. It seems like forever ago. And we're still waiting. I know the county executive, Sam Page, had a press conference today, and he said that this press conference today was supposed to talk about his plans for the future, but it sounded like the same press conference he had Friday. I don't know if they just recorded it and it's played again, but he's like, he's going to come out now with his plan the middle of this week. So I guess St. Louis County, and we will figure out something soon, but I know a lot of things are open out in St. Charles and St. Peter's and O'Fallon and Wendell. So in Florissant, Johnny Londa Chevrolet is open. Our sales and service department are doing really well. We're all very, very aware and cognizant of the the social distancing. But, you know, even after all these weeks of social distancing, it still seems weird. You know, I had one of my great friends, Bruce Affleck, with the St. Louis Blues. He was in today getting some work, and you know, even he and I, we kept our distance. We normally probably would have given each other a big handshake, maybe a man hug, but no, we kept our distance. And he had his mask in his hand. I'm like, that's not going to do you a whole lot of good in your hand. Put that thing on your face. And again, you know, things I think are going to slowly but surely come back to normal. We're busy. We are busy. And we're making some people really, really happy. I'll talk with you later today, Mr. Frank, about the email. Thank you very much for sending it. I don't know if the listeners know that whoever they do business with, if it's Johnny Londa Chevrolet, you know, Window World, when you email them, you email them back immediately. And, that's unbelievable. And again, a sign of just how hard you work to make this show the greatest afternoon show in the world.
Well, I email them as soon as I see the email. Maybe not immediately after they write it, because I also only read emails twice a day. I'm not one of these people that checks it every half hour or even every hour. I read it in the morning and then usually one other time. But yeah, when I see, and it's a customer of yours or Ballast Dental Care, Window World or whatever, you bet, because, If they're happy, I want to thank them right away. And if there's an issue, we want to get it fixed right away. I can't see any reason to put that off.
No, it's exactly. Important. It's great. Very important. So, emails. Wow. It's unbelievable the enhanced number of emails. And again, some of them are coming out from the automobile world, from all these different areas and publications. And it's kind of like the same information different day. And, I am overwhelmed with emails, which is okay. Most of them are informative, but others are not. So,
well, most of them are. Most of them. It's like meetings. A lot of meetings are unnecessary meetings, and a lot of emails are unnecessary, but I think it's to make it look like somebody is always on it, whether anything changes or not, you know, depending on who sends them, trying to justify their position or something. But in your case, look, I said before, in a sense, not much has changed. You can get your car serviced like you always could. You can buy a car like you always could. Just you go about it a little bit differently. That's it.
Yeah. Cars have always been clean. Now they're spotlessly clean on the inside and outside. But our service department, businesses, is really beginning to pick up. I mean, people need their cars worked on. And so, you know, we're here to take care of the greatest people in the land, and that's the AM and the PM crowd, because I'm AM and the PM. Yeah, almost got you.
Now, I'm trying to watch what I say, because when you start talking about masks and handshaking and things, and then no matter what you say, somebody's going to get all bent out of shape. And it's my own personal choice. I have shaken somebody's hand, if not every day for the last month, probably average at least every other day. If somebody's willing to shake my hand, I'll shake their hand. If I can get away without a mask, I will not wear a mask. That's my choice. When and where it is my choice, those are the choices I make. No mask, and yeah, I'll shake your hand. Because I still go back to, and I read another article this morning, the idea of the mask was to keep someone who has the virus from spreading it. It's the same with quarantine. You're quarantined if you're sick. You don't get locked into your house because you're not sick. And that's the part of it I don't really understand. And I could be wrong. Maybe I should wear a mask 24 hours a day, but I'm not going to. And maybe I should not shake anybody's hand, but I'm going to shake your hand unless I know you're sick. Yeah, I'll shake your hand. That's my choice.
What about a man hug?
I hugged a guy actually yesterday. I hadn't seen for quite a while. And he reached out, as a long time friend, and I just said, hey man, good to see you. And we didn't even think twice about it. And he's not sick, and I'm not sick, and so there you go. It's just,
there you go.
Personally, I have other things that I worry about before I worry about whether or not I'm going to catch the coronavirus.
I'm with you. I'm with you. I still shake hands, but I put the hand out and I'll see. Jeff Brim, he just bought a new C8, a new Corvette. He's been waiting patiently for, and the plants are all opening back up. So once the plants open up, vehicles are produced, waiting for shipment or shipped. So these Corvettes, I'll send you a picture later, but they come totally and completely wrapped. Okay, and there's an opening for the driver, the truck driver, the transport driver to drive the vehicle, obviously safely, off the transport and then to the dealership, and then, you know, we prep them, and this guy, man, he's so excited.
He's got a nice, he should be. He should be.
Yeah, and he put his hand out there. I'm like, I'm shaking this guy's hand, okay? And we shook each other's hand a couple of times, and now Chevrolet is going to do a story on him, do an interview, because he's a huge Corvette enthusiast. Porsche president, and bought several vehicles for us. So thank you, Jeff. Awesome. And he loves the car.
All right, I have a question that I think is a legitimate question. Is this going to push back the introduction of the 2021 models? Are they now going to be shoved back a few months?
It's a better answer for me to give in about 30 days. They're going to try not to, but you remember there was a strike that held back production of the 2020. But the 2020 was ramped forward. So, you know, everyone that has a Johnny Londo Chevrolet, a sold order for a 2020 C8 Corvette Stingray, you will get your car. Because everyone wants the first year. Everyone wants the first year. But then the 2021 will have now the convertible and the Z06. So there's a lot of excitement. But I think, Frank, that the plant will just continue to roll. I doubt that there'll be much, changeover as far as, material and production until you get into, obviously, the convertible and then the Z06. But, it's beautiful. The car's.
Do you mind if I interrupt your segment? Because when you see who the interruption is from, I don't think you'll have a problem. Could I have a bulletin? Limey, could you just hit the, Ladies and gentlemen, we interrupt the John Londoff segment from a word from another one of our terrific supporters. Here's the text I just got. Frank, listening to John Londoff, we are grateful and thankful to say we are opening the smokehouse market tomorrow.
Whoa! Awesome!
9 o'clock in the morning till 6 p.m. will be open Tuesday through Sunday, 9 to 6, just in time for Mother's Day. This just in, hot off the presses from the smokehouse market, and hopefully coming soon right behind it, news about Annie Guns. So there you go. Things, that's a good sign. That's a good sign.
Goosebumps, exciting. Can't wait to go and buy some great, man, that place. I'm like a kid in a candy store. I'm in a kid in a toy store when I go in there, the market. Oh, my God. It's like so many fun things to buy and eat. So that's great news. And then again, I told you, and everyone's heard, I mean, the 1.5 million people that listen to this program every day, Monday through Thursday, because you, after the exhaustion of working those 4 days, you need a day off, obviously. Yeah, so yeah. I'm buying dinner next time we go to Annie Guns. So
you
I can't
said
wait.
That last time, and I had it recorded, so I have that.
Well,
I've captured
we're gonna
that.
We're going to go back to selling some Chevrolet cars and trucks and SUVs and a lot of pre-owned vehicles. Another very good weekend out at the Autoplex in St. Peter's. And we're going to push out quite a few pre-owned vehicles, used cars and trucks and SUVs out in beautiful St. Peter's at the Autoplex with my little buddy Jimmy Sappho, all 6'5" of them. Little buddy.
Mm. Jim, not so slim Sappho. All right.
No, he's lost a lot of weight. He's worries concerning me. He worries too much. He worries so much because he wants to be, he's a perfectionist. He's the best. Great guy. So give us a call. 314-837-1800. 314-837-1800. 24/7, 365. LawnDuff.com.
All right, John. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Goodbye. There he goes, John Londoff. And as the music is about to let you know, here comes Josh Bauman. Help, I need somebody help. Yes, we all do. We all need help. I had to have help. I had to call my daughter yesterday. I wanted to take something off our Facebook page, something I'd posted, because it's dated now. It was the announcement of Dan's concert.
Oh.
And I'm sitting there, and I can't figure it out. In 15 seconds, she told me what to do. I hadn't removed anything for so long. So, see, we all need help, and not everybody has kids they can call. Josh will be your kid. He'll be your son for the rest of the hour. Your boy, Josh Bauman, brought to you by Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States. More at windowworldstlouis.com. And now, ladies and gentlemen, the guy with the answer to your frustrating questions about technology, here he is, Josh Bauman.
Hello, everybody.
Josh, how are you?
I'm doing well. I'm wearing real pants for the first time in a month and a half today. I do. Ooh. Yeah.
Opposed to a skirt or something?
What's the reason for that?
I went back into the office today and put in a full day's work in the office today.
Whoa! And they won't let you wear, obviously, shorts. It's not very professional.
Yeah, as a director, they don't like me wearing shorts or jeans, even during the summer, so.
Mm-hmm. Well, right off the bat, we have a couple of calls.
Yeah, we do.
Let me give the numbers, and we'll take these calls and any others that come along. 314-821-0590 or 855-282-8255. We start with Jim. Jim, thank you for calling. Welcome to 590 The Fan. Say hello to Josh Bauman.
Hello, Josh Bauman.
Hello, Jim.
I'm AM and the PM.
Thank you, Jim.
So I have Android, my new girlfriend has iPhone, it seems isolated to her that me sending pictures to her seems like it takes for damn ever.
Huh.
I have other friends that have iPhones, it does not take that long. What maybe does she need to do to her phone to, you know, more easily accept my pictures?
No, I just went through this. My older son's girlfriend has an Android. And when I would try to send, let's say, him a picture, a photo of my other son and my daughter, everybody would get it but her, okay? And she actually, and I'm not telling you this is your solution, but she actually got so fed up with not being able to be included in group texts and stuff, she just got an iPhone. So now it's, boom, just, I don't, Josh, what is that about? What is that it doesn't want you to include an Android person?
Well, Apple likes to keep things closed off, so that's part of the problem. And what Apple actually does that makes it really fast from iPhone to iPhone is using their iMessage service. Most of the time when you're on Wi-Fi, those messages are sent over iMessage, which is not using a typical or a carrier service. It's using Wi-Fi, and it's using Apple's proprietary system. To go from Android to iPhone, it has to use the carrier at that point. So it's using...
Hang on, John. What is that noise? Jim, where are you?
I bet you it's his wipers with the ring.
Oh, that could be.
I'm driving. Yeah. Sorry. Yeah.
That could be. That's okay. Go ahead, Josh.
Hands free.
Well, okay. At least you're being safe. So when you send from an Android to an iPhone or an iPhone to Android, it has to use the carrier, meaning AT&T, Sprint, whoever, their service to send the message. The really weird thing about your problem, Jim, is that you say that it's able to send to other iPhone users quickly without an issue.
I don't have this problem with any other iPhone user besides this.
Interesting. Honestly, yeah. I don't know. I'm going to have to Google that and look around. Honestly, I really don't have a clue, because if it was an issue sending from an Android to an iPhone, it would be it for all of them. It wouldn't just pick and choose.
Right.
Out of curiosity, is she on a different carrier than some of those other your other friends are on? Do you know?
Could be. I really don't know the carriers of everybody, so that could very well be.
Yeah, that would be worth asking a couple of them. You know, the ones that are able to receive fast, maybe they're using, like, if you use AT&T, maybe they're on AT&T and she's on something else. That'd be a path to start down. That there's not a lot you can do to change that unless she's willing to change carriers, which I don't know if that's worth it.
What's probably going to happen is I'm going to be getting an iPhone. So.
Sure. Well,
in the meantime.
Before you do that, there are other messaging options that you could use. Like, there's an app out there called WhatsApp. It's owned by Facebook, and it's a messaging app that's separate of text messaging. There's also a messaging app called Signal that's encrypt. That a lot of cybersecurity folks like Signal because it can encrypt from phone to phone. It doesn't use carrier service if you're on Wi-Fi. And the interesting thing with Signal is it can also act as your texting app. And then if the other user uses Signal, it'll send it over Signal's protocol. So it'd be worth trying a couple different apps with her and see what works.
Well, maybe I'm already on WhatsApp. Maybe I'll have her come on WhatsApp.
Okay.
Yeah. Now you're talking, Jim. Now you're talking. You tell her what she's gonna do. Yeah. You don't adapt for her.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, because you said in the beginning of this call, you said your new girlfriend.
Right.
You just tell her if you wanna be around long enough to not be new anymore, here's what you're gonna do.
Yeah, this is kind of a what's it called? Like a I can't think of any words right now, but just you know, it's like a trial basis. It's like a
there you go. There you go. Test and a trial. Yeah. Probation. There you go. All right. Thank you, Jim.
Thanks, Jim.
You know, sometimes guys, when they're in love, they lose sight of things. That the man is the king. They lose that. So temporarily.
I wonder what kind of pictures he was sending. He didn't get
it was pictures of his wiener, I guarantee you.
Mm-hmm. Now, why would you say that about a listener? Nice sound listener. Why would you say that?
Because it's honest. I mean, you want another picture. If she wants to see anything else, she's going to Google it and look at it herself.
But didn't he say he was sending these pictures to other people? I mean,
yeah, and they were getting them. So the pictures that he was sending to them were working, like, you know, pictures that he just takes, like a screenshot or something. This one, he's taking a picture of his wiener.
Well, we don't know. That's not true.
Jim, none of us are involved with this.
I'm getting the approval nod from Josh, and he's a tech guy, so strictly he knows, man, those wiener pics.
Let's get Ken in here. Ken, welcome to 590 The Fan. Thank you for calling.
Ken dropped off.
Okay, then let's go to Phil. Phil, welcome to 590 The Fan. Say hello to Josh Bauman.
Hey, Josh, how you doing?
Good, Phil. How are you?
Pretty good. AM and the PM.
Thank you.
Hey, I got a new phone. It's a Motorola G7. I got it a couple months ago, probably 6 months ago. And the phone I had before that, I could not download the app. This one I could. So it was great when I got it. I just have a problem with the app. From time to time, it seems like when it happens constantly. But it'll just quit working. It'll just go, the audio will go off. It'll look like it's still running, but I'll lose the audio. And sometimes it comes back on by itself, and sometimes if I stop and then press play again, it'll come back on. But sometimes I have to close it all out and reopen it.
Yeah,
and, it's
We've had a couple calls in the last couple of weeks about the app doing something similar. One person emailed me about it, a lady, and one of the suggestions I had to her was if you're continuing to have problems with it, you could also try going to 590 The Fan website and hitting the Listen Live button through the website and see if the problem replicates or duplicates. My guess is that it'll likely work. And that's only when you're listening live, right? Is when you're trying to stream it, like, I guess if you're out of area or something.
Correct.
Yeah. So I would try the 590 The Fan website and hit the listen live button. The other thing, if you're willing to, or if you're wanting to try and listen later, you could download a podcasting app like Stitcher. You have an Android phone, so Google Podcast is my favorite right now for Android phones. And you could subscribe to Frank's show that way as well. It takes a little. It's about a couple hours behind the live show in getting those files uploaded.
No, sure. I've listened to the podcast before. In fact, I was listening to some this past weekend. But it never does it when I'm listening to the podcast.
Yeah.
It just does it when I'm listening live.
The problem is okay. It definitely isolated to the app itself. The only recommendation that I'd have right off the bat or right off the top of my head would be to try to go to the regular website, 590 The Fan, and hit the Listen Live button and see if it does it that way as well.
Okay.
All right.
And if it does do it that way as well, what does that mean? Does that mean that it's just something to do with my phone?
No, I don't think it's you. I think I've had enough contact with people that there seems to be something. I don't know what it is yet. But it is. I wouldn't call it an isolated issue.
Okay. All right. Fair enough.
All right. Thanks, Phil.
Thank you, Phil. There are some bugs with any app.
Oh yeah.
And
right.
Any radio station. And I'm just telling you, it's not just. This is not perfected yet. This whole app streaming thing. It's just not.
Well, and that's why companies have developers on staff full time to release updates for apps. It's not feasible to think that you're going to release an app once and it's not going to have any bugs and you're not going to have any updates for it. So
and I've played with other apps just to be doing other radio stations, other parts of the country, and one or two in St. Louis. If you listen long enough,
sure,
they all have issues.
Yeah.
And as far as apps go, I have to tell you, this 590 The Fan thing, it's about as good and reliable as any app for any station I've ever listened to.
Yeah, we were driving back from the lake this weekend. We were having problems with the Pandora app because it was doing similar things. It would drop out for a period of time. So, yeah.
All right, let's get Doug in here. Doug, welcome to 590 The Fan. Thank you for calling. Say hello to Josh Bauman.
Hey, Josh. Good afternoon. How are you today?
Good, Doug. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. I am AM in the PM.
That's good to hear.
So I've got a question about, we've got an old computer that we hadn't used for a few years. It's an HP all-in-one kind of a desktop setup. With all the work-at-home stuff, we'd like to start using it again, but we've lost the initial user ID and password to log in. Is there a way to either reset that or something we could do that we could make that computer usable again?
Okay, so there's a couple ways to go about doing this. One is a little bit more techie than the other. Let me ask you this. Do you have data or documents on that machine that you need to save or that you would like to try and recover?
Probably not.
Okay. So the easier way to do this, and since that answer is probably not, when you boot that machine, if you pay attention to the screen, the HP logo will likely pop up at one point during that boot process. And there will likely be in the lower right-hand corner or lower left-hand corner, you'll likely see a message that'll say something along the lines of press F12 to get into boot menu or F2 for boot menu, something like that. Inside that boot menu should be an option to recover or factory reset the device. If you do that, it will wipe and reinstall Windows and more or less start from scratch. The other way that you could do this, if you want to be a little techie about it, if you Google boot Live CD or Live CD boot, you can get into you'll download a CD image, you'll have to burn it to a CD and then boot to it, or a USB and then boot to it. And there'll be instructions on how to do this step by step. But you can boot into another operating system off of a USB and crack that Windows password, typically. Yes, Tim.
And this happened to me, exactly what happened to you, sir. I had a disgruntled employee return a computer to me, and she changed the password on it just to mess with me. And I found a website where you could download and have delivered to you a disk. It cost me $15, and you just put it into the CD drive, and it did everything that Josh is explaining. So you have a $15 expense problem if none of this works.
Yeah. If you have a little bit of technology and you have some CDs, you could attempt to make it on your own. But I promise you, if you Google live CD or boot live CD, you'll likely come back with something that you could use if you're willing to kind of go through some trial and error and beat your head against the wall for a couple hours.
You have a problem. You don't have a problem. You have an expense. Spend the $15.
There you go.
I was just going to say, Tim, what website was that that you went to?
I still have the disk at home. If you want to send me an email, tim@gatewaypi.net, I will find the name of the disk and tell you exactly what it is. I had to do a little searching online, but I found it. I still have the disk.
And see, that's part of the problem, too. You got to search around long enough and find a site that's not going to give you a file that's infected with something, too. So the fact that Tim had some luck with it, that's some extra brownie points.
All right, perfect. I appreciate that greatly, Tim. I will email you, and I appreciate the information.
No problem.
All right, thank you very much.
Thanks, Doug.
Hi, Doug. Thank you. And, wow, look how popular you are. On we go to John. John, welcome to 590 The Fan. Thank you for calling. Say hello to Josh Bauman.
Hello, Josh Bauman. How are you today?
Good, John. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine. I'm aiming the PM. I've got an old TV, about 20 years old. It's a big TV. As far as the screen, it's a good-sized screen. But it's just a boxy TV, okay? It's 20 years old. It's a great TV. We very seldom use it. It's a Sanyo.
Yeah.
And if I wanted to hook a Fire Stick to that, there's an adapter you can buy that you can plug into the TV, correct?
Boy, that you would need an HDMI to coax adapter.
Right.
Off the top of my head, I don't know if they exist, but let me look on Amazon real quick. I've never tried to do that, but I would assume that there's going to be an adapter for that. As long as, let's say, you have to have power to power the Fire Stick. So as long as you have the wall wart to give the Fire Stick power, it's not going to need power over the port. Let's see.
Best Buy has them on sale for $25, and Amazon has them too.
There you go.
Yeah, I've seen them on the internet.
So it does have a coax connector on the back. The only concern would be if it needed the RGB connectors. There you go. I'd whichever one's cheaper, Amazon or Best Buy.
Okay, my question is, I've seen on the internet, and there's people that say that sometimes the picture is not good. This TV has a great picture. We don't use it, like I said, very often. But
so,
I'd like to be able to use it in case we have to, you know?
The only reason that I could foresee the picture not being as good is you got to think it's technically converting from a digital signal to an analog signal. So it's going to rely on the quality of that product, and pick any of them. I mean, you're not really going to know until you try it. You could look at the reviews on Amazon and make sure the reviews are decent. I wouldn't buy anything with less than probably, I don't know, 50 to 100 reviews that are pretty good. I could see that being a problem because technically you are going from a digital signal to an analog signal over coax.
Okay. All right.
All right.
Well, I appreciate it.
Thanks, John.
For the information.
Yeah. He's one of, I don't know how many thousands of people who have at least one of those TVs at home. I have in my basement I'm pretty sure it's a 45-inch monster tube TV. It weighs, I'm not kidding, 200 pounds.
Oh, sure.
You can't pick it up. One person can't pick this thing up. And it just sits there because every time I think, well, I need to get rid of that TV. Okay, I'm not going to pick it up and carry it upstairs. And then I stop thinking about it. It just sits there. But it's not worth anything. If people, well, can I sell it? You can sell it for $20.
And to recycle it, you have to pay $50 at recyclers that will get rid of it within EPA regulations.
This is where the bottom of the river starts to look good. Goodness. I'm not condoning it. I'm just saying there are people... Some people who would do that,
yes.
You know, throw it in the lake or throw it in the bottom of the river.
I am not
one
up.
Of those people.
Because that CRT tube,
yeah, fun to, they're fun to shoot.
Yeah, that'll pop.
All right, let's go to Anthony. Anthony, welcome to 590 The Fan. Say hi to Josh Bauman.
Hi, Josh. How you doing?
Good, Anthony. How are you?
I'm doing well. Hey, gang. AM and the PM.
Thank you very much.
Hey, Anthony.
All right. Hey, a couple questions. One... It seems like everybody's moving to Google Docs, and everything in my company we have done on, you know, Word, Excel for the last, I don't know, 15, however many years.
Probably 40 years,
I haven't been around that long, but anyway. How does the transfer work over, or is it possible to convert all of your Microsoft documents over to Google Drive, or how would they talk to each other? Is that even possible?
I love Google Drive. And part of that it comes from that's what we use at school. And I would say 80% of school districts in the state, public school districts, that's what they use. I have not used Office Word or Sheets, Excel, for probably 18 months. And Drive has gotten much, much, much better at converting Word documents and Excel documents over to Google Docs and Google Sheets. I will tell you, gotcha. If you have some crazy formatting going on, you know, with crazy tables and stuff like, just to say, the more complicated the formatting in the document, the less likely that Docs will convert it successfully. But plain formatted documents, even, you know, I don't care how many pages the document is, it should open it, convert it, and make it editable within 10 seconds, and you should have, I'll say, 99% success.
Okay, very good.
So,
one more little question on... Oh, I'm sorry.
Do you know how to move those documents over? Have you done that yet?
No, I have not. My wife is a teacher, and she's telling us that we are absolutely crazy for not switching over to this.
Yeah.
And
it's super easy.
I think she could help. So.
Yeah, it's to copy those documents over. It's a drag and drop kind of process. You'll open up Drive in a browser window, and you'll open up your My Documents folder in another like Windows window, and you'll just select the documents and drag them over. I think I walked Dan through doing something similar not that long ago. It's really not rocket surgery. It's pretty easy.
Well, rocket surgery. Anybody could do it.
Yeah.
No. One last question, real quick. Does Google Doc work? Does it work okay on Mac?
Does Mac support
that? It's not like the old Windows and
no. Think of Google Docs as device agnostic. So Google Docs was built to work on any product that could run the Chrome web browser. You can run it on your phone. You can run it on a Mac. You can run it on a Chromebook. You can run it on a Windows device. If you can open up the Chrome browser, you can run Google Docs. I think you'll be pleasantly surprised and very happy with the conversion.
All right. Well, thank you very much for your help. I appreciate it.
Yep. Not a problem, Anthony.
All right, Anthony, thank you. Right. Thank you for the call. Well, now it's back to you.
Sure.
The phone lines are all open. I will give the numbers one last time, just in case, 314-821-0590 or 855-282-8255. What do we need to know?
So a couple deals that I found today. The Apple Watch Series 5 is at Best Buy for $299 right now. That's $100 off. So
I really want an Apple Watch, but the reason I've never even looked at one, I wear reading glasses. Vision is really great, but... I can't just look at my watch and read a text. So other than looking at what time it is and big digital numbers, I can't use it.
Have you used or looked at anyone's Apple Watch with a text? Because I would be willing to bet you could edit that font size. And
well, I imagine you could, but you're reading a word at a time.
Yeah.
I don't know. I like them. I like the fact you can change all the faces. You have an analog clock, a digital clock. But it's just a clock. It's a watch. It's time. I don't know. It looks like something for somebody who's 30, 28. Perfect vision, up close, not old enough yet to need reading glasses. It's great for them.
Yeah.
I just don't know that it's for me.
Another deal I found today, the 10.2-inch iPad, the one that they call just iPad, is $250 at Best Buy right now. That's a
big screen.
Yeah, that is a big screen. It's not the mini. It's just the 10.2-inch screen.
Here's 8 inches. I'll show you 8 inches.
Hold your eye, Flammy.
This is 8. Add 2.2 to that. Now you're talking. Yeah, that's a screen.
So that's $80 off right now at Best Buy. Walmart is getting ready to do something pretty interesting. They're going to do 2-hour delivery through Walmart Express. Over the next couple weeks, they're going to roll it out to over 2,000 stores. It's going to give you access to everything Walmart sells, including food, consumables, grocery items, toys, and electronics. The only catch is that they will add a $10 fee to their normal fee structure to receive it in less than 2 hours.
No matter what the price of the item is?
Correct. Yeah.
Well, if you're buying a $200 item,
that's not a bad fee, right?
Well, it's $10.
Yeah,
if you're buying a $3 item, okay, now it's $13.
So they're doing this to keep up with the almighty Amazon and their express deliveries. It's going to be interesting to see how all that shakes out.
I don't know how they can possibly make that work without a lot of complaints. Boy, 2 hours, that's a pretty small window.
Well, they've got more stores than, I mean, Amazon is using, what's the grocery store that they bought? Whole Foods. Amazon's trying to use Whole Foods as distribution centers for their grocery products in a express delivery setting. Walmart's already got the stores, man.
They've already got the locations.
Right.
I mean, there's one.
They have the location, but you have to have drivers like standing by. Okay, we just got
to. I think they'll be able to find them.
I don't think it'll be a problem at
all. You're
gonna
have those DoorDash people. I mean, I went to the grocery store.
Oh, that's true. I didn't think if they could leverage DoorDash.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
I went to the grocery store the other day, and I could see people lining up, and you can tell when the Walmart employees are going around and they're grabbing the grocery store, so people have ordered online because they have like these separate individual green boxes that they use.
And they wear a vest too.
Yeah, and people are using them too.
Yeah, we've
Hey, look who's here, Limey Phillips.
Oh, thank you.
We've used the Walmart online grocery for quite a while now and love it. So
we have a couple of calls if you.
Yeah, let's talk to them.
Of course, if you say you don't want to take them, then that sounds mean.
Yeah,
I'm
not rude. I'm not that rude.
We'll take Rick's call. Rick, welcome to 590 The Fan. Say hi to Josh Bauman.
Hi, Josh.
Hey, Rick.
Of course, I'm AM and the PM.
Of course you are.
So with all the stay-at-home stuff going on, it's kind of stressed my internet to the max kind of thing.
Okay.
So Charter keeps telling me there's nothing wrong, but I still have spots in my house that used to be fine pre-quarantine, and now, you know, I'm dropping internet, you know, every, you know, it's only when I'm watching the porn, but it just...
like it. This man is honest.
He beat us to it.
So
is there anything, I can do? I mean, I called Charter, we've done testing, everything is quote-unquote, in their terms, normal.
Sure.
But it still happens. So is there anything I can do?
So do you have a device that is physically connected to your Wi-Fi router or the modem or the Charter modem?
No.
Okay. Let me ask you this. Do you have a device that you could physically connect to your Wi-Fi router?
Yes.
Okay. I would start there. Start by connecting to a laptop directly to your Wi-Fi router and go to a website called fast.com. That's actually, it's owned by Netflix. It's a speed test website, that will test your bandwidth download
speed. First you said it's a speed test.
Sorry.
There's lag in his conversation.
I want to go back to rocket surgery before his segment's over.
You've never heard of rocket surgery?
I was going to let that go. And then I thought, no, that's supposed to be a clever play on rocket science and brain surgery.
Yes.
And I kind of figured that out, so I let it slide.
So go to fast.com when you're wired in and plugged in. That will tell you the physical speed that you're getting. That should be relatively close to what you're paying Charter. Like in my house, I'm paying for 200 meg service. If I physically plug in, I can get probably 150 to 180 meg on a routine basis.
That's fast. Isn't that fast?
Yeah, that's fast, but that's pretty standard now for Charter. A buddy of mine moved into a new house, and Charter is offering 400 meg service over coax. So that'll kind of give you a baseline speed for your connection. Then move wireless to, you know, somewhere, an area within, I would say, 20 feet of your wireless router where you have full bars to your Wi-Fi network. Go to fast.com again. See what that speed difference is like. I will tell you, it will be slower than when you're plugged in. Just the nature of how Wi-Fi works and radio signals and all that fun stuff. It will be slower. Then go to the areas in your house that you're having a perceived issue and see how bad that download speed gets. I would also be curious to see what your Wi-Fi strength is like in those areas of your home. That'll kind of lend to if you have a signal issue or if how dense, how close to you are your neighbors?
I mean, it's normal. I mean, I could throw a baseball and hit them kind of thing.
Because their Wi-Fi does kind of overlap and step on each other, so the more devices in your area that are talking on Wi-Fi and not necessarily your Wi-Fi, without getting into really nerdy statistics, kind of all Wi-Fi rides on the same four or five channels. So depending on if there's a lot of devices talking, that could cause, like, interference, for lack of a better term. I start with doing your fast.com speeds and see if Charter really is telling you the truth that everything is fine. The one that you're really going to want to pay attention to is when you're plugged in and physical. Make sure that's close to what you're paying Charter for. If it's not, call them back and gripe at them.
Got it. All right. Thanks for the help.
Right. Yep. Not a problem.
Thank you, Rick. We only have 3 minutes, and I know we have another call, but yeah. I wanted to give you 3 minutes to cover whatever it was you know, might not have been able to get to.
Sure.
Yet.
Another deal I found, Showtime is offering 30 days free service if you have a YouTube TV account. You can go in and get that. Yes, it is one of those ones where you have to say, if I don't cancel by the end of the 30 days, I'll pay for a month.
Why only for YouTube? They're obviously, that's a deal they've worked out with YouTube. But
yeah.
to me, right now with this quarantine thing, they ought to offer it to everybody because they're going to get a lot of new subscribers.
And they were. They offered it to Roku subscribers about a month ago. I assume if you look hard enough, you could probably find a code to get it 30 days free. So that is available right now. Something I found over the weekend, Facebook has opened up their Photos API library, for lack of a better term, to Google Photos. And they're going to start rolling it out to other online photo systems as well. So now you can say, I want to back up all of the Facebook photos that I've uploaded to Facebook over the however long you've had a Facebook account and automatically save them over on Google Photos. So that's a new feature, and I think a pretty cool feature. So if you want to do that, just Google save Facebook photos to Google Photos. You'll get a link, and it'll take you into your Facebook settings, and you select Google Photos, and it'll automatically start loading those photos over there.
Well, I hope you're able to listen if you're on the way home driving from the studio or whatever today, because I got something in the playhouse that I think you'll find really interesting. And how old are you?
I am 41.
Okay. Yeah. Are you aware that there were some cars manufactured in the 50s that had turntables built into the dash? Yeah, they were called highway hi-fis. It was a turntable. You open a glove box and there's out slides. It's a turntable. Put a 45 record on there. It was a disaster. You can imagine any bump in the road, all the needles. And the other thing I'm going to just touch on, because we're in the radio business, the idea of a radio in the car. There's a couple of brothers, the Galvin brothers, and they wanted to figure out a way they could take a radio into the car without it just being a battery operated radio. First, the very first radios were strictly battery operated. And it's an interesting story how cars ended up with this option called the radio built into the car. It's a fascinating story, and I will tell you that the first manufacturer of those radios was Motorola, and the reason it's named Motorola is because they started the company to produce car radios, Motor, and they took the words Moviola, Victrola, Crayola, and they knew those were very popular companies, so they took Motor and added Ola to it, Motorola, and ta-da, you have your first car radio. It's a great story. It really is, and I've seen only two cars in my life with a built-in turntable. And it's a very bizarre-looking thing when you see a little record and a needle, a tone arm come out of the dash of the car. So you may want to listen. I think you'll find it interesting, especially doing what you do. Give me your email address real quick.
JoshTechAdvice@gmail.com.
And then you know how to wrap it up.
I'm Josh the Tech Guy, and it's time to say bye.
All right. There he goes. Josh Bauman, everybody, here every Monday to help you, keep you from going crazy, trying to figure things out that you and I, most of us, can't figure out on our own. Ooh, time's getting by. Don't go anywhere. 5 o'clock, 590 The Fan.
We're all changing things up to stay healthy. We're here 24/7.
590 The Fan, KFNS Wood River, St. Louis, the home of Budweiser.